morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Obsidian Achievement. This is your host, Michael Russin. Thank you for joining me. Happy Monday. It seems like the weeks just fly by. Like, I can't believe March is... Time is just so weird recently because, like, the nights are starting to blend into the day, you know, with the new baby and having a one-year-old and just committed to the grind outside of that. Just like the days are starting to blend together. I can't tell if it's been a lot of time or a little, but like Ellie being born seems like 4 months ago, but also 2 days ago. It's like this weird time vortex that I'm currently living in. I was thinking about this when I was, you know, when I gave my intro and said Happy Monday. I'm like, holy shit, it's another Monday. Here we go. If you have a bad attitude about Mondays, you gotta reevaluate your life. You know, if I were a single guy, and I have a lot of single guys that listen to me, bro, I would, if I had to start all over, and I was a single young man, I would get into sales, probably life insurance sales again. I wouldn't change that. But what I would do is I would have worked even harder. I would have worked even harder. I probably would have lived in an office or lived in my car and showered at a Planet Fitness. Well, we don't want to do that anymore. You might run into some dude shaving there if you're a woman. But probably would have showered in a Planet Fitness or a gym, used that as my just, you know, workout, shower. And I would try to strip myself of as much comfort as I possibly could. See, what I did, so my first year in the insurance industry, I made like $186,000, roughly. And I never, I mean, my biggest check in a week before was ever like, it was like $600 doing overtime catering for an Italian restaurant. So like, here I am, I'm banking sometimes $4,000 or $5,000 a week. And I started partying. I started buying nice cars and nice watches and clothes and not paying taxes and all this stuff, and which was all a mistake. And if I could go back, if I had the mindset that I have right now back then, I would probably be a billionaire. No joke. But now, see, people get discouraged and they're like, oh, if I knew now what I knew back. Well, you know it now. If I knew then what I knew now, well, now you know now. So what are you going to do with that information moving forward? So I guess it's really just a moot point to even talk about. And I don't even remember why I started getting... Oh, your Mondays. Like, you've got to... If your life is so miserable that you wake up every Monday hating your life, wanting to kill yourself, basically, you need to make some serious changes. This is my point. This is what I'm trying to get at. And even if you have kids and a wife, and even if you have a family, if that... Now, there is a difference between waking up and not particularly wanting to do something. Like, I honestly don't, which is rare for me, have a whole lot of motivation approaching the gym right now because we just haven't been sleeping a lot. My schedule's off. I'm an hour behind, you know, but I'm going to go get it done anyways. But I'm not feeling especially motivated. In fact, I almost said I'll go later in the afternoon. I'm standing there looking at my wife. I'm like, because I took the kids for about 2 hours this morning so she could sleep. Because Ellie, someday when you listen to this, Ellie just does not want to sleep. So I'm a little bit behind. But like, there's a difference between that and like genuinely hating your life. And if I was at a point, even with a wife and kids, where I genuinely hated my life, I would sell everything. I'd take the wife and kids, we'd get a trailer somewhere. And we live in a trailer as dirt cheap as we possibly could with no modern conveniences until I figured a way out. Sometimes you just have to burn the boats. You ever heard that expression? The Vikings would come over, they would land on some new land, and they would burn their boats. Meant there was no turning back. Either we're going to make this work, or we're going to die. Or we're going to die trying. And many people live this life of quiet desperation. They live this life of just mediocre, just schlepping their ways through their days. And there is something just so attractive about the prospect. Not for me personally, because I love my life. But what, like, if I put myself in somebody's shoes that really isn't doing much with their life, they're really struggling, they hate themselves, they hate their life, they don't like what's going on. Like, there's something so attractive about the prospect of just taking, like, a massive, massive risk. Just burning the boats, you know what I mean? Like, quit your shitty job, you know? You hate your job, quit it. Like, unless you have, I'm talking about a job without a goal. Like, if you're just working to pay bills, if you're like, all right, I'm doing DoorDash right now, and then serving 5 nights a week and bartending 2 nights, I don't like doing any of this shit, I hate it all, but I have a goal, that's different. Completely different, because you're not going to be there very long. But the means to the end of your job is to just pay your bills, wow, that is a shitty life. I'll just say it. It's a shitty, shitty life. And this is why so many people are broke and suicidal and anxious and depressed. And it's like, this is not how we were meant to live. Here we go. It's another person making a right-hand turn in Maine. It took 3 to 4 business days to arrive. Gonna come to a complete stop to just go slightly to the right. People are retards. I was driving yesterday, like, so we got no power, and I'm going up through Wyndham yesterday to go get food because I can't cook, which I did end up cooking. I cooked just a mean-ass chicken soup over an open fire. It was amazing. I gave some to the neighbors. They were like, oh my, this is some of the best soup I've ever had. But I'm trying to get just into town, and just everybody's just breathing with their mouth open, drinking gallons of tap water. They've got, and I was getting so mad at people yesterday because everybody lollygags. And I hate lollygagging. Like, if you have somewhere to go, get there. But to drive, you know, 5 miles under the speed limit, it's so inconsiderate to move slow. It's so inconsiderate to move slow. It really is. I can't stand it when people are slow. Anyways, so you burn the boats, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, take a risk. And I'm not saying, like, you know, for fulfillment, you need to sell all your possessions and live in a trailer. That's just what I would do. You know, if I had to, there's no way I'd go and work a 9-to-5. There's no way. I would move my family either back in with my parents and rebuild my business. I'd figure it out. There's no chance, though. Because there's just so much more to life, and it's not that there's just so much more to life, but there's literally money everywhere. We've talked about this over and over and over again. There's money everywhere. You just have to figure out how to get some. You know, I got a kid, is this dude recording me? Guy had his phone out the window. I don't know if he was recording. We're just at a stoplight. Looked like this dude was recording me for a second. Probably wants to listen to the podcast. So there's a gentleman that listens on here. His name's Dustin, and he just started. He's had it for a couple months now, maybe even close to a year. But Dustin's detailing in Erie, Pennsylvania, where he does car detailing. And, you know, he was telling me the other day, he had a great day. He had, like, a bunch of details. And then he's like, yeah, I had to go invest. He's like, I had to go buy all new product and stuff so I could do it all over again. I'm like, see, there you go. I'm like, that's exactly what it's about. Like, you get the bag and then you reinvest it. You get the bag and you reinvest it. The problem is that most people aren't investing into anything. You're not investing into yourself. You're not investing into a stock. You're not investing into a business. You're not investing into anything. And you're wondering why you're getting zero returns in your life. It's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. So, I don't know. I guess that's it, man. Burn the boats. Take a risk. Stop waking up on Monday morning. Wow, that girl's nodding out. That's not good. She shouldn't be operating a motor vehicle. not like getting high at 9 o'clock on a Tuesday or a Monday. That's crazy. Oh, boy, she's swerving. Man, I hope that girl doesn't kill somebody. What an amazing ride we've had together today, huh? All right, I'll let you guys go. I love you guys. Have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.